In Trigg County, this debate is nothing new. In 2009, residents there voted to allow alcohol sales both at restaurants and at package stores. Only 36 votes separated the pro-alcohol votes from the opposition. Judge Executive Stan Humphreys has watched Trigg County change from dry to wet. He joins me to talk about those changes. Thanks very much for your time.
You're more than welcome.
How many liquor stores and restaurants selling liquor by the drink does Trigg County have now?
Well, it started out as 5 package stores. There's actually a 6th one that's been added in the county due to the census numbers that showed an increase. Of course, Trigg County has its own ordinance. The city of Katy's has its own ordinance, so I don't have the numbers for the city's side right in front of me, but there are locations that have liquor by the drink out in the state park or locations out in the county that have adequate seating capacity to handle that. So there are numerous places beyond the package stores in Trigg County.
So what's the revenue story now following the referendum?
Well, as it is, Trigg County passed a 6% tax on the sale of those items, and we didn't have any idea what that revenue stream was going to be. But 6% of something is something, and for us, it's about somewhere between $12,000 to $15,000 a month that comes into the county from that sales tax. So we have been able to purchase a few items with the money that's been brought in through the ABC account, and it continues to grow, and we've tried to use it in positive ways that most people would agree with the revenue going towards.
Do you have anything that you could cite that you guys have bought with that revenue?
We have purchased, I guess, 2 different sheriff's cars. I think we bought a jail vehicle, transportation vehicle. We've also purchased half of an ambulance along with the hospital. So a lot of it's been in one-time purchases because my way of thinking is that we can't necessarily use it for items that we would budget annually since we don't know what the longevity is of the revenue stream. So we've tried to use it for practical matters that would increase items in a fleet for vehicles. And there may be some other things we're going to have to look at purchasing, but still kind of one-time expenditures.
Is there a stipulation that requires part of the revenue to go toward law enforcement?
There's a stipulation where the annual fees have to go toward law enforcement, the way I understand it, Chad. But then beyond that, whatever a county levies upon it can be used for their general purposes. So beyond those minimal restrictions, Trigg County has the opportunity to use that funds wherever the fiscal court deems best necessary.
And when you mean fees, you mean like licensing fees and whatnot?
Annual licensing fees, yes, sir.
When the referendum was passed a few years ago, Trigg County had one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. Has that number changed, better or worse, since the passage of this referendum?
Well, that's a question that I think has very little to do with the alcohol. We had just lost Johnson Control, and we were third highest county unemployment in the state. Our numbers are now at or below state levels, because we've had industry and opportunities that have availed themselves and grew among our companies here in Trigg County. And in my opinion, there's been a few jobs, but I'm not going to associate the sale of alcohol with the work that's going on in other areas to lower the unemployment rate in Trigg County.
Or, for that matter, grow the unemployment rate.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, it hasn't, I don't think, grown the unemployment rate either. But, you know, it's probably provided a few jobs, and those jobs are well-needed and well-deserved. But probably to sum it up, it hasn't been as good as some folks were expecting it to be. It's providing opportunities, and we haven't had situations where folks would probably say it was as bad as they said it was going to be. So it's been somewhere in the middle.
So can that be said as well for crime statistics?
With the economy like it is, we've had issues like other communities have, where we've have some of our outlying communities had their rash of burglaries and issues. I don't know that it hasn't much to do with the alcohol being in place here. The sheriff or the chief police could probably give you better statistics about DUIs. I haven't heard them mention that there's been increases, so I can't say that it's been a help or a hindrance having it in place that has kept people from driving further to get it, but I don't think that it's, you know, kept folks from getting it when they wanted it either. So we should have people that act foolish and get out on the road and drive with a DUI, whether you're a dry county or not.
It was an awfully close election there. Is the opposition still active?
It was extremely close, and 36 votes is probably one of the closest races, referendums, elections I can remember here. So it caused lots of issues. The dry forces, folks that don't want it still believe that way. The folks that wanted it still feel that way. Some of those wounds have healed themselves a little bit, but we'll see what happens. I think this fall will be the 3 years time period, and beyond that point, then districts or countywide could be petitioned to go back dry.
And so you mean that after 3 years of a referendum, this is the first time someone could petition to revoke that referendum or override it?
You said that very well. That's what I mean.
Well, Stan Humphreys, Trigg County Judge Executive, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Judge Executive Humphreys couldn't cite specific crime statistics, so we checked with the Kentucky State Police. And DUI convictions in Trigg County went down in their first year of being wet. There were 85 DUI convictions in 2010. There were 110 in 2009.